أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب. In the previous ayahs, and this whole surah is devoting to prove that the reality of the day of Qiyamah, that there is absolutely no doubt that the day of Qiyamah is going to come. And the people of Makkah, the non-believers of Makkah, this they could not understand, that when a person is dead, his body has disintegrated completely, how will Allah bring him back to life? And how can there be, they did not believe that there is a day of resurrection, a day when Allah will collect everyone again. This they just could not understand, that there will be hisab, kitab, there will be the scale on which the actions of man will be weighed, there will be full sirat, which people will have to walk across over Jahannam. This they just could not understand. So in various ways, Allah Ta'ala, ten ayats, وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَيْذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Just like in Surah Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, it's repeated many times. Like that here, this ayat is repeated, and everywhere a different proof is given that Qiyamah will definitely take place. In the previous ayats that we read, there Allah proved it, that how Allah has gathered people in this world, the dead and living. So what is it difficult for Allah to gather the people on the day of Qiyamah? And also with regard to strong mountains and water which is so soft, how these two opposite things are together. And soft water comes out from the very hard rock of a mountain. So when we can see this, then what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah to gather the people? So finally Allah Ta'ala says, when the day will come and the non-believers and everyone will be resurrected, and then the announcement will be made by the Malaika and the Farishta, in taliqu ila ma kuntum bihi tukazzibun, chal kar dekho jis cheez ko tum jhutlate the. Now go forward and see that thing which you had denied, that is the fire of Jahannam. You had denied that there was something like hell, there is fire, there is nothing like the fire of Jahannam. Now it will be announced, go and see that which you are lying, which you were lying and you were saying that it does not exist and it can't be. Now go forward and see it for yourself. And then another announcement will be made, in taliqu ila dhillin dhi thalathi shu'ab, chalo ek chhaon mein jiski teen phaanke hai. Now go forward and see to that shadow which you are seeing, and which has got three branches. That is, it will look like a shadow from far. As explained in front, when they will go there, they will realize that it is no shadow whatsoever. It is no cloud whatsoever. It was just an imagination. Just like a mirage, a person sees in the distance some water. It looks exactly like water, but when he comes there, he finds that it is not water. So this three clouds that will appear like clouds, like giving shades, when they will walk, this is, ulama have explained, because there are three things within a human being which are called lataif, and that is within the human being, these certain qualities which are within him. One is associated with the heart, and this is which brings the heart under control. And if this is not done, then a person has excess anger within him. And then for any small thing, his anger, he just goes out of proportion. Hatred, jealousy, malice, bad behavior, swearing, arguing, raising one's voice, etc. All these things take place. So that will become one shadow there, one shade there, one cloud there. It will look like a cloud. It will look like that there is some shade. But as we read in front, we will see that it is actually a severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. The other quality which Allah has kept, and on the other hand, if a person works on this, and he removes his bad qualities of anger. He remains cool and calm. He hasn't got hatred for people. He has got love for people. He's not jealous of people. He doesn't backbite about people. He wishes good for people. Then this will be take a form of goodness for that person on the day of Qiyamah. The other is associated with the liver of a person, which can be also called the nafs of a person. And that is that where the liver makes the blood in a person. And if this blood is good, this whole good blood spiritually, not physically. This blood flows in the body and only goodness comes from it. And from the blood, semen is made. And then if a person does not make effort, then he has excess lust within him. And he gives vent to it in all wrong ways. And all haram he falls in. Whereas on the other hand, if he makes effort on it, and it becomes pure, then he will stay also pure and clean at all times. Then no temptation will mislead him and take him in the wrong direction. And if he did not, and this blood was impure, this spiritual blood, and which flows in the body, then he will commit lot of wrong things and lot of great gunas. And this will take the form of another part of that shadow on the day of Qiyamah, of that cloud, of that shade on the day of Qiyamah. It will look from far like it is like water we see in a mirage. But when you go there, a mirage actually you see is nothing. But this will be, it will look like a cloud of shade. But when you go there, you will see it's a cloud of azab, terrible azab as it is explained in front. The third of these qualities is the brain of a person, the mind of a person. And this also Allah Ta'ala has blessed everyone. And it is now how we develop this mind spiritually. If it is developed correctly, then it will have the correct beliefs. We will have belief in Allah Ta'ala. We will know that Allah is present everywhere, and that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala and the great qudrat and power of Allah will be on us. Once that is developed, then this person lives like a farishta in this world. He doesn't commit any guna. But if it is not developed spiritually, and now a person won't even think of Allah Ta'ala even in his namaz. He won't be conscious of Allah no matter what deal he does, what transaction he does. He won't have that consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And this will lead him to lot of wrong things also. And he will commit a lot of guna in that way also. And that will take on the form of one of those clouds, one of those shades on the day of Qiyamah, which will look like something good, but when he reaches there, he will find it will be a terrible azab of Allah Ta'ala. So on the day of Qiyamah, it will be announced, now walk towards that clouds which you are seeing, because it will be extremely hot there. People will be suffering, so the non-believers will walk towards there. The believers and those who are righteous and who made tawbah of all their sins and went free from sins, they will be in the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and there won't be any problem for them whatsoever. Whereas this people who will be in all these great difficulties, they will walk towards that clouds, that shade that appears to be there. But when they come there, they will find that it will be actually a terrible azab. May Allah protect us all from that. And this is the opportunity while we are here in this world to correct our lives, to make sincere tawbah and to turn to Allah Ta'ala and live a pure and clean life. May Allah give us all tawfiq.